Hi, I'm Mike Bloom, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM, Winnipeg.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home here. Boy, oh boy, what a way to start. My name's Jeff Robson here, coming to you from the Sunset Saloon basement in pre-recorded mode, of course. The show originates on UMFM here in Winnipeg and streams and podcasts all across the known universe following that. And I thank you for joining me. Always a pleasure. You can check us out at telltheband2gohome.com. I think that still works. We've been having some website trouble. So I normally tell you to email me at jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. Don't do that right now. Unless it's fixed now. But I don't think it is. So it doesn't work. And I thank Andy for letting me know about that, that my email wasn't working. I didn't know. I thought it was just quiet all of a sudden. So it's a little broken. So if you want to email me, tellthebandtogohome@gmail.com, or you can always go to flywithyourshadow@gmail.com. or one of the 75 other email addresses that you probably have for me, and email me there. I always loved hearing from you. Or you can send us a comment on Facebook or on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. Here, rocking away, Jeff Robson. We kicked off the show there. I just wanted to get it out of the way. If there was any question about whether I was going to say or do anything stupid that I wasn't allowed to say or do, I wanted to just get it out of the way and do it right now, just right off the top. So I'm going to say some things that I'm probably not supposed to say, and I played a thing that I'm probably not supposed to play. But in my defense, nobody told me not to. You see? So if you ever have an interaction with a radio guy, well, maybe just this radio guy, I don't know, and you tell me something, I'll assume that I'm allowed to say it on the show, because the show is just basically me talking about my life and what I see and hear and do. So if you don't tell me not to put it on the show, I'm going to put it on. It's like dating a songwriter, you know? You date a songwriter, you know that you got to be careful, or you're getting a song and it's, you know, often not a good song. Well, it's a good song, it's just not necessarily a positive song. So you got to be careful around songwriters and radio guys. All right, all of that is to say, we kicked off the show there with a brand new single coming out soon from Mike Plume Band, the classic Mike Plume Band, featuring Dave Klim on the guitar and vocals there, and Ernie and whoever was in the band at that time. I can't remember whether it was Derek or Merrick or who it was. But that song was recorded for Fools for the Radio. And it did come out sort of on Bandcamp as a bonus track from Fools for the Radio, but Mike wasn't happy with it. He didn't like the way it sounded. And then he also re-recorded it and released it on, I think it was re-recorded anyway, on Rock and Roll Recordings Volume 1. You know that record? The one that seems to be the hardest to find. And it's on there as well, and it was great on there, but Mike wasn't happy with it. All along, he's been saying, I got to get that thing properly remixed and remastered. And now he's gone and done it, and he's going to release it this summer. And man, oh man, I can't wait to drive around with that cranking out of the windows. It's going to be good times. And the thing that I'm probably not supposed to say is that you should make a little mark, or just put a big X on October 19th, if you're in Winnipeg, so you don't make any other plans that day, because I soon am going to be trying to force you to buy tickets to a show on October 19th. I'm not going to say who, but I may have already played a song by this artist here today on the show. So, and it may be at the Park Theater. Just saying. I don't know if I'm supposed to say any of this, so I'm not. If there's any question about whether I'm supposed to say these things, my name is Stu Reed, and this is the Twang Trust. Okay. But anyway, sometimes when I don't get myself in trouble, I'm Jeff Robson, and this show is called Tell the Band to Go Home. It's named after an album by Paul McLeod from Kitchener, who's been a longtime inspiration and friend of the show. And just this past week was the fifth anniversary of Paul's death. And I put together a very special Fly With Your Shadow featuring a bunch of Paul's friends, like Lynn Jackson, singer-songwriter. We've talked about her and played her on the show a number of times. Mark Logan, our good friend from Busted Flat Records. He's been a good friend to us probably since the beginning. Released records by Shannon Lyon, Brock Zeman, Lynn Jackson, Matt Anderson, Paul McLeod, obviously, and a bunch of others that we love, and Mark's been a good friend and a supporter over the years. I also talked to Jason Schneider. Jason Schneider is these days a great publicist and public relations guy. But he's also been one of my favorite music journalists over the years. He's written a lot of great articles. He used to be an assistant editor at Exclaim magazine. And he's one of the three guys responsible for one of my favorite books of all time, Have Not Been the Same, The Can Rock Renaissance, which if you've never read it is absolutely, if you want to know anything about Canadian music in the late 80s, early 90s, you got to read that book. It's astonishing. It's I read it, you know, regularly. Well, maybe not the whole. It's really long, but I have several copies of it, and I've got tons of notes from my favorite parts, and I just I study that thing. I also talked to Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and all of them were on that show on Friday. And I'm saying all this now because they're also going to be on this show coming up in our second hour. Even though that episode of Fly With Your Shadow was the longest one ever, it's like an hour and a half long, which, you know, I swore I'd never do, but I could have done much more because Paul had so many friends and there's so many stories. Even though I have that hour and a half show, I have a bunch more stuff. I asked my guests what their favorite Paul songs were. And Paul was known for being this unbelievable cover artist. He would reinterpret songs and perform them in his own way. And I asked them what their favorite Paul song and favorite Paul cover were. And I'm going to play all that stuff for you in the second hour of the show. Okay. Just wanted to get that out of the way. And because I've been working so hard on that show and it took like every moment of my life this past week, I've had zero time to listen to new music. So I'm not going to start off with new music today because I haven't heard any, to be honest with you. So I do have a few new songs. Maybe we'll get those out of the way right now. Because I've only listened to three new songs this week because that's all I had time for. And, let's just get it out of the way. And then I'll get to some good news and a whole bunch of music after that. But this is brand new. One more great new single. And there's a great video as well from our pal Slow Leaves.
Have a hard time breathing, and it's gone. me on holiday. I could use a getaway somewhere on the edge of the world. I never had a rat in the race, and sometimes I just can't take this rush and all the noise. Picture where you want to be. Maybe you could come with me. Lose your worries out in the sun. Time to get a piece of the pie. I'm loosening my clip-on tie. There's blue skies overhead. Sit still, pulling on all sides. I can't feel anymore. Is it just a fantasy? This is where I'm meant to be. Sitting at the back of the bus. Feeling like a cat in a well. Someone better ring that bell. I hear the siren call. Take me on a holiday. Find some place to hide away.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you. Planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose, it needs the sun and rain. I need your sweet love to beat all the pain. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know just what to do. Baby, if your new love ever turns you down, come back, I will be around, just waiting for you. I don't know what else to do. Like a summer rose, it needs the sun.
That is, no, it's not new from ABBA or Blondie or, you know, whatever other 70s rock pop you loved like I did. It's brand new from Whitehorse, from Luke and Melissa. And I gotta tell you, I mean, I like Whitehorse. They're great, but something about these past couple of singles they've had has got me thinking this is gonna be the one. This is the one. pretty excited. And if you follow them on social media, they got a contest to win their record. And you got to see the colored vinyl version of this thing that's coming out. What do they call it? Juicy Orange Crush worthy limited edition vinyl. Look at that. Guess we're going to need one of those, aren't we? That's pretty great stuff. That's brand new. Why So Cruel there from White Horse. Good stuff. We heard something new there from Colin Hay. Colin Hay's got a new covers record coming out. That's the title track. I just don't know what to do with myself. And I guess that was kind of the story of his time recently. He just didn't know what to do. So he just sat down and started playing a cover song, and he kind of liked it. So he sent it off to his guy, and his guy said, that's fantastic. Now come back with 8 or 10 more. And so he did. So there's going to be some more covers coming from Colin Hay. There you go. And a couple from Slow Leaves. I forgot that he had released this live video a little while ago, and I hadn't gone and watched it yet. From the Gazebo Session, it's Holiday, the title track to his upcoming record, which has been delayed. It's coming out in September. He didn't want to release another record during the pandemic when nobody could get to a store and buy it, so he's putting it off. And maybe that's a good thing, because I have a feeling not nearly enough people bought his last brilliant record, Shelf Life. But hopefully people get out and buy this one. We heard Did It Again and Slow Leaves. It just appeared on the Northern Report podcast with our pal Sean Burns. I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but that's something for me to look forward to and something for you to go do if you haven't done yet. Look for the Northern Report podcast wherever you stream music for a nominal fee, or on YouTube. I often pull it up on the YouTube. Seems to be convenient for me. Maybe for you as well. I don't know. All right, so that's, couple things to look forward to there, a couple new records and the Northern Report. Finally, I've been my social media news feed lately has been just nonstop pain and suffering, because all I see are show announcements in other places. The States, they're back up and running. There's shows everywhere. I don't know if you heard though, but If you took the dollar store vaccine like I did, I got the AstraZeneca because it was, that's the first thing that was there. And they said, oh, sure, take this one. And I was like, sure, I'll take it. No problem. And, sure, it made me sick and everything, but, I feel pretty good about it. But now that that shows are on in the States, you can't get into some shows if you don't have a proper vaccine. So those of us that got the bargain basement dollar store vaccine, the AstraZeneca, can't get in. They won't let you in. You can't go see Springsteen or the Foo Fighters or, I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'm all right. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to get Pfizerized in a little while. I hear they're running out of that, though, too. So if you want to get Pfizerized, you better get in there or get some Moderna. And I know that some people are saying, you know what, cancel your Pfizer appointment, leave it for your kid. And let me tell you, if I could, I would give Jeremy my Pfizer shot in a second, no problem. But my problem is, if I cancel my Pfizer shot, what are the chances that it's actually going to go to a kid and not some jackass like me? And if it's going to go to some other jackass like me, I might as well be the jackass who gets the Pfizer. That's all I'm saying. So I might stick with my Pfizer. Anyway, though, what am I talking about? I don't think it matters which vaccine you have. Hopefully you do have one when you go. But the good news is finally the 4-3-2-1 summer plan, one great summer plan paid off. And we're getting some shows in July, or that's the plan anyway. They've announced finally some shows here, at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club outside at Blue Note Park. And they got a stellar lineup coming up in July. And I know that Barb Reimer wants to spoil my fun and say, oh, but don't forget about the Delta variant. And I know Barb's got a point. I do. But I feel like if I get my shot, especially if I get Pfizerized, and I'll wear a mask and I'll sit, you know, far enough away. I won't spit on you. You don't spit on me. I feel like outdoors it's going to be okay, you know? I feel like even if there's a guy with the Delta over there sitting at the next picnic table, they're spaced apart. We're outside. The guy's not spitting on me. I feel like it might be okay. So I'm going to get my shot. I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to buy my tickets for some of these amazing shows. And by the way, you do have to buy tickets, or I don't know if you have to, but it might be wise. Coming up on Eventbrite tomorrow, they're releasing all these tickets for these shows. And what a stellar lineup. Oh my God. So it's alternating weeks in July. So on Mondays, the first and third week of July, you get to see Sweet Alibi, who we're going to play in a second. Then the other week, the 12th, you get to see Stanley County Cut-Ups, which is our friends, Jeremy Hamm. And yeah, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. You know Jeremy Hamm's wife. How many times have I seen her? She's been on the show. Jess Reimer, that's it. And Bluegrass Guy, I think, is in there. And, you know, whatever. So that's a good band. So you might want to see that one too. Tuesdays, first week, it's going to be Ridley Bent. And I assume Chris Dunn. And don't tell Ridley, but I think I sometimes go just to watch Chris. I mean, I love Ridley. Don't get me wrong. He's awesome too. But I could watch Chris play guitar all day. The other weeks, the 13th and 27th, the return of Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. That sounds like fun. Wednesdays, one week you get the Jake Breaks. The other week you get Sean Burns and Lost Country. You know who's going to be there for that one? Me and Terry. Thursdays, you got either Brent Parkin or the J.D. Edwards Band. 3 weeks with the J.D. Edwards Band. That's pretty outstanding. I bet those are going to be popular. Fridays, you get either Bull Rider. Still have no idea who that is. The Honey Sliders, who are great. I think Chris Carmichael, is he still in that band? That'll be great. Saturdays, oh my God, you get either the Perps or the Windups. Wow, tough choice. And then Sundays, you get Juvel. I don't really know much about them either. And Little Miss Higgins. So those are pretty great shows. And I'm so excited. I'm going to play some of that stuff for you right now.
I've been sitting here by your side every day for a long time. I've been wondering who you could be, what you would see. I don't know how this came to be, this lucky card I drew, why you were chosen. I've been watching you ever
Well, this pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You're one foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool.
Thank you. said that there weren't nobody gonna beat his prices. So I went down to Main Street and Nick Hill showed me around. He said we've got the finest selection in the city. Our furniture connections are the best that's to be found. He said that my new bed could be delivered in the morning. I'd have a year to pay and I wouldn't have to lay no money down. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. To get a new TV, I went down Main Street and I laid no money down. I got my brand new set so that I could watch the Jets. Guess it was on the TV when the commercials came around. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. To get a word in edgewise was a major difficulty when Nick was on the TV with his number one son. He'd stand on his head just to do business with you. That old cowpoke was your community son. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Then one sad and fateful day, old Nick Hill, he passed away. The big guy in the sky said that Nick should come on down. They moved that store from Maine, and things ain't been the same. We won't see another guy like Nick Hill in this town. Nick Hill, 50 years in the same location. Nick Hill, the man who left the sofa machine on. I got kitchen sets and sofa beds and dining room sensations. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son. Nick Hill, he left it to his number one son.
Worn out my dirty clothes, and I have bold to go. dust on the floor, it keeps piling up behind them doors. But I know this old broom is still gonna sweep up my room, and I find myself taking control. Oh, this house will stand far beyond those formidable plans, and this house, it will stand a long, 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 long time. Oh, oh, oh,
it.
Not My Friends was why Winnipeg is the best city on earth to be stuck in. Oh my God. The Perps, their six-pack. J.D. Edwards Band, This House Will Stand. Sean Burns and Lost Country, Don't Let the Highway Get You Lost. Neville and the Poor Choices, Nick Hill. Ridley Bent, Suicide Winner. Sweet Alibi, I'll Wait. All Outdoors at the Times Changed Outside. $12 a show. That's unreasonably low. I hope there's a tip jar. We got to go. Come back in the next segment for the Paul McLeod tribute. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join me then. Stick around.